popping. It takes on a whole new meaning when you're driving impaired by pills and get popped by the police. If our drug recognition officers catch you driving under the influence of drugs or prescription meds, you'll get a suspended license, up to $6,300 in fines, and possibly jail time. A DUI always costs you, and it's never worth it. Don't let a DUI redefine you. Visit arrivealivede.com/drivesober.
Welcome to the Coco Express Network. Talk radio that informs. Talk radio that inspires. Talk radio that enlightens. Talk radio for us all.
Everyone, and welcome to the Coco Express Show Network. I'm back again, Aurelia, your host. And I have to tell you, I am extremely excited about today's guest. I love sports. I've always been a person, if I couldn't play the sport, I watched the sport, and I just enjoy sports. And when I heard about the show that we're having today, the whole concept, I was just so I guess you can say very curious about a lot of things. And one of the first things that came to mind to me was Title IX. Now, before I get into that, let me just explain to you. Today's topic is going to be about a new league in basketball. It's called Global Mixed Gender Basketball. And I think this is like an amazing concept, and it is just something that I feel changes the whole landscape of the game of basketball. So, and I think it's great. Now, when I heard about it, the first thing that came to mind to me was Title IX. And everyone, you know, if you watched any of the Olympics, that's all they kept preaching about was Title IX. Title IX made it so easy for women to be able to participate at this level. But the thing about that is Title IX, it just required that men and women be provided equitable opportunities to participate in sports. It doesn't require the institutions to offer identical sports, but an equal opportunity to play. Now, the gentleman that we're there joining us today, Mr. James Scott, he just shatters that whole notion. And I have to say, he is a seasoned entrepreneur. He's a real estate investor, and he is a visionary from my perspective because of the simple fact that he could see what we needed, and he's providing an opportunity for men and women to be able to do what they do and love what they do and do it well. He is the co-creator of the Mixed Gender Basketball League, and it's just amazing. I'm just going to kind of move on over to him. I have so many questions, and I want him to really get into explaining to us exactly what the league is and how it got started. Because I think, like I said, this kind of changed the landscape of the game of basketball, and I think it's an amazing, amazing concept. Please allow me the opportunity to bring to you Mr. James Scott.
Good evening. How are you doing this evening?
I'm doing well, doing quite well. As you can see, I'm really enthusiastic about this whole concept. So I'm just going to kind of like get into it with you so that we can really understand how this all came about and, you know, how you decided to move into this particular direction.
Well, one thing I want to say, thanks for having me on your show. I really appreciate that. And to answer your question, we started about 4 years ago, and we came up with the idea. Me and my former partner, we came up with the idea, and but my vision was a little stronger and a little different. Okay, The game is played. The first quarter is three women, two men. The second quarter is three men and two women, and each quarter it alternates. The formula works because of the fact that you have the three women and three men on each top side, and people underestimate the power of the women. Women are very strong. They can play just as well as the men, together. And about 4 years ago, we had our first game, and people didn't realize we knew they would work, but people in the audience had no idea what was going to happen our first game.
Mm-hmm.
It was like people waiting for a pin to drop until actually the game. When the game started, the next 5 minutes after the first quarter, everybody's rooting for that woman, that guy, and it works. It works. Okay. It's something you have to see. You have to see it, and mostly everyone's going to see it very soon now.
Yes. Now, what made you get into this? Because you have real estate in your background as well as investor relations. What guided you in this direction?
Well, it really started with noticing that you're only seeing about 10% of the players out in the leagues that you only have like 360 players in NBA. Mm-hmm. And so you have a lot of players you've never seen before. For instance, we have a girl at 7'1", and we have one girl, Shorty, who's a little under 5 feet, who's we call her Showtime, okay? And we have a lot of other guys that, you know, really actually will blow your mind. We got one guy who just shoots threes all day long. But the combination of the men and women playing, the women, they get a 4 point from the 3-point line, all right? They have a little advantage. In the fourth quarter, if you're losing, you can bring in 5 women but never 5 men, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And the real attraction to Global Mixture under basketball is the fact that our teams are owned by celebrities. Our season will start with 8 celebrities owning teams, and it's not so much about the players when, you know, you have the post game. It's about our owners talking trash, the rivalry between each other. Okay, mm-hmm. For instance, right now we have Tiny from T.I. and the Family Hustle. She owns a team in Atlanta. Matter of fact, I'm in Atlanta right now. And once we started doing her team and putting a team together for her, she just blew her mind. And a lot of the NBA players who came to evaluate the first mock trial, because what we did in Atlanta was for the VH1, we had a tryout just for the TV, audience.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of the NBA players who were there and WNBA players very skeptical until they saw them actually playing. They said, wow, this is something we've never seen before. So we've broken that glass ceiling, so to speak, in sports.
Yes, you have definitely shattered that completely. Now, when you say, Tiny, is she the first female owner of a team with you?
She's the first female owner, and we have another female owner in talks right now. I can't mention the name right now, but she's in New Jersey, and we'll call her the Queen of New Jersey right now. Okay.
Okay.
So you can use your own imagination from there. we're talking to Trey Song right now, who was very close. We're talking with Pitbull in, I think it's Miami. Yeah, Miami. So we have some big names coming on board, okay? And it's going to be amazing. It's going to be amazing games.
Yes, I can feel it. Now, right now, what cities do you have teams located?
Right now we have Miami, New Jersey. I'm supposed to be on a call with Fat Joe in New York right now, okay, to be honest mm-hmm. with you. We have about 6 teams locked in right now, okay?
Okay.
And this is going to be something where, you know, you have a lot of reality shows right now. We are definitely being shopped right now for a reality show and plus our games. But you have a lot of trial and tribulations here with people trying to try out because, for example, we will have tryouts in Atlanta on June 3rd. And right now we have so many people calling so many people signing up, so many people registering just to play on Tiny's team. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Actually, what we do is we pick 28 players, mm-hmm. and then we break it down to 14. And there you have your team.
Okay. Now, with that, how do you, for example, how do you get the information out to the players? And are the players former players or high school? What's the age limit?
The age limit is roughly, we say 18 and above, but most time it's 19 years old and up. Mm-hmm. How we get the information out, for instance, we're in Atlanta right now, and each time we go into a city, we start by doing TV and radio ads, mm-hmm. and we flood the TV and radio ads. So from OWN, VH1, all the stations, ESPN, CNN, we do all the stations, all the radio stations in that city, so we let everyone know that Global Mixed Gender Basketball is in the house. And this is an opportunity for you to come out and do your stuff.
Now, what other opportunities do you offer? Do you offer the players? You have, based on what I read on the website, you have equal pay for the players. So it's not the women make more than the men or the men make more than the women. So it's equal pay across the board for all team members. Is that correct?
Equal pay for equal play. Everybody makes the same. In this league, everything is man and woman. We have men and women referees, men and women coaches. It's all about equality and playing together and giving all people opportunity. Even mm-hmm. in the communities, we have different plans. We have different, as a matter of fact, in New Jersey right now, we have an mm-hmm. entrepreneur program for young adults. We have a water sponsor that sponsors Alkaline Water, where we go in and we have meetings. And we put together teams of young people so they have their own territory to sell their bottled water. And we teach them how to make money and have their own business, show them how to start their own business.
That is phenomenal. Oh, man, that is great. You know, it's really funny because this particular opportunity, you're offering so much to the youth of our communities because – I know that sometimes once they leave high school, they no longer play and they have no opportunity to play unless they're playing street ball. And if they don't go to college, and even some athletes who graduate from college, they are still like out there and they don't have a way to play unless they're playing street ball. So this is an excellent opportunity for them.
Well, more so, you know, I have a big problem. I have a thing about what's going on in the world today with our youth, black especially. Job opportunities are not out there like they used to be. They're not there. One parent families. We're not a man in the house to show the way to a lot of young adults. I was fortunate to have a mother and a father, and I was hustling, selling Christmas cards, raking leaves, whatever I had to do to make money. And fortunately, I was fortunate. So part of the program we have is trying to not only have people young adults playing basketball, but after basketball. What happens after basketball? And we have a program involved where we have our life skills, okay, because
mm-hmm.
you know, when we have a tryout, you know, you get a lot of people that can play basketball, but they have other issues. So we try to mentor all our players in the right direction. And that's something that's very satisfying to me and our group, you know.
Mm-hmm. So it's more like you're teaching them how to fish for life as opposed to one meal.
You got that right, because basketball doesn't last forever, number one. And a lot of our players who started with us at the beginning, a lot of people that have been with us, but it's been an uphill battle because, you know, we say Global Mixed Gender Basketball. People get some kind of confused with that title. But
mm-hmm.
all this is co-ed basketball, and it's the world's first and original, okay, professional co-ed basketball league. That's a strong statement.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Now, to start a league of this magnitude, you must have a really out-the-box team behind you. So who are the members of your committee, your team, your board?
We have James Womack. James Womack is our vice president of special relations. James Womack, how can I say? He knows everyone in the industry because he's been in the industry for the music industry for years. And he brings a lot of people to the table. And once he brings them to the table, he turns them over to me. And then I consider myself a pretty good salesperson. And so that's one person. That's James Womack. He discovered a young girl named JoJo back in the 80s. And then we have Mike Barbie. Mike Barbie's a filmmaker. He's our COO. And he has a very proficient in business. We have our merchandising department, which is Scott Morrison. We do a lot of we have a lot of different merchandise for each one of our teams. A lot of things you haven't, a lot of outfits you haven't seen. We have Audrey Egypt Young, okay, from the Movement Magazine, but now she's full-time at Global Mixed Gender Basketball. She's a national media director nationwide, and she's been doing a great job for all the people she knows. And just you have to have people that know the business and knows how to contribute and all stay in their lane and work together, okay? Then we have Kim Hampton from the WNBA, who's a legend. She's been with the WNBA. She was at the Liberties for about 15 years. And she deals with the women players. She deals with the men. And I'm so happy to have her in the organization. But besides that, we have we have everything that the NBA has, is referees, concession people. We have everybody working out Twitter, all our social media, you know, it goes on and on. This is the real deal here. This is the real thing.
Yes, I can tell. And it's really interesting. Kim Hampton and I used to attend the same church. So I hope you're going to have her do some halftime singing.
Oh, well, you know what? It's funny you bring that up. I met Kim Hampton, and she sang so well. The first meeting we had with Kim, we sat in a restaurant in downtown New York, and I said, could you sing something right off the bat, just right as she started singing? So I said, you know, I'm going to take you, let's go to the Cotton Club one night. So about four of us, our lawyer, Max, James Womack, and Kim Hampton went to the Cotton Club. I'm very close to the Cotton Club band. The Cotton Club is still on 125th Street. And to your listeners who want to see from anywhere from the 30s all the way up to jazz, I mean, tap dancing, it's amazing. I hadn't been in a long time, but I have my friends in the band. And so Kim sang that night. She took the house down. Okay. She took the house down.
I believe it.
I'm serious. I mean, I was just so proud to be the one to bring her there. You know, I was like, oh, but that's my girl there. But she turned it out.
Yes, that's excellent. Now, okay, if someone was interested in, you know, a team, how would they go about it and what do they need to do?
Okay, I'm going to get to that first, but I don't want to miss this since we were talking about Kim Hampton singing. One feature of coming to a global mixed gender basketball game is that you're going to get entertainment and an amazing basketball game. That's why I came up with the concept of celebrity owned. Celebrities have two obligations to the league. One is to we use their likeness to attract people to the game, but we have them bring their halftime artists to the show. And a lot of times they'll do two or three songs.
Oh.
So you're not only having a basketball game, but you're getting a famous artist coming in, giving his all to his crowd, to his fans, okay?
So you get a concert as well as a
game. You get a
mini
concert and a basketball game.
That's
cool. You're not only bringing your son, now you can bring your daughter, because your daughter's going to be looking at those young ladies out there playing, and, you know, they're going to be rooting for, you know, they root for the women. People that come to our game the first time are very skeptical about the women until the women start playing. They go to our website, www.globalmixgenderbasketball.com, and look at some of the clips we have. You'll see the power of Global Mixed Gender Basketball at the Rucker. Okay, we were the first mixed gender basketball league to play the Rucker Park. Okay, it's a famous park in Harlem.
Mm-hmm.
And so we've done different episodes on TV. We check our website. But I'm not going to do like they do on the politics. I'm going to answer your question about owning a team. Okay? If you are a celebrity, or if you know a celebrity, okay, that likes basketball and wants to own a team, they go through our website and contact our office, and we're open from 9 to 5 every day. And we'll vet them and we'll talk to them about the process of owning a team, which is not hard because right now we're looking to close that 8th team, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Once we close that 8th team, the networks are already shopping Global Mixed Gender Basketball, all right? So there will be in the fall, we will be on TV in the fall. Until that time, as we create each team, we have tryouts, like I said before, and after the tryouts, we have expedition games until the 8 teams are created, and then we'll have our regular season.
Okay. Now, how can the community get involved in helping with this? I call it an agenda because it is an amazing agenda. How can we get involved?
Well, we have several different programs with the Global Mixed Gender Basketball, because one thing we don't want to have is empty seats, all right? And so we, from the very beginning, we have brought in senior citizens, okay? We've gone and talked to pastors and churches so that, let's say, we have a $20 ticket, the church could actually get come in and watch a game for $10, and
mm-hmm.
$10 goes back to the church, all right? And we find it to be a very effective way to have people come to the games. Plus, we have all types of different incentives for the community to be involved. Okay, we have different, let's say if someone, we had a fatal accident, a motorcycle accident in Inglewood, New Jersey, with a firefighter, which we did a event for him, okay, to raise money. But, you know, we have a lot of different programs to mention that for communities, for organizations to make money, just like we're dealing with a place, organization in Newark called the IYO, International Youth Organization, which right now, not only are we doing the entrepreneurial program I spoke about, but we have a alkaline water, which everyone should be drinking instead of all these different waters like Poland Springs and all these other waters that are not really that good for you. Alkaline water, you know, very good for your body if you know anything about alkaline water.
Yes, I drink it every day.
We're trying to spread that word, and we're trying to get people involved in the community to start their own business. And anyone who is interested in alkaline water, who wants to start a business, go to our website. There's no investment involved. We will set you up to sell the water, 5 gallons, bottles. Everybody knows 10 people. I cannot stress this enough because they're our sponsor. And when we took them as a sponsor, we wanted to make sure that people who want to sell, who want a business, and start it immediately by selling Alka Warrior water, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And that's another thing that we stress very much, very a lot to people about just getting on board with us, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Selling tickets. You know, as people watch us on my Facebook page, James Scott, as they watch us on TV, because we'll be on TV next Monday night on T.I. and the Family Hustle, where you'll see us sign the contract with Tiny, where you'll see us have tryouts with Tiny, and you'll see an up-and-coming, a lot of other owners coming in the next couple of weeks. You'll see us, you know, in the news with that as well.
Okay, that's excellent. Now, when will your season start, and how does it interact with the NBA and WNBA?
Our season starts after the NBA season is over. We start immediately after that season over. Our regular season won't start until 2018, but mm-hmm. you'll start seeing exhibition games all throughout the country.
Okay. Do you think this is going to go global as opposed to just the United States?
It's called Global Mixed Gender Basketball.
Okay, there you go.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. That answers my question. Okay, now,
so,
yes.
Go ahead, please.
No, you go ahead. No, I was just going to say that, and so when you have the exhibition games, what arenas will you be in, and will you be using some of the same arenas, or you're going to have different arenas that you're going to be having the games at?
Our exhibition games will be in small arenas, 5,000 seats, a little less than between 6,000 and 5,000 seats. But our regular season will be in the regular arenas like Phillips Arena, Madison Square Gardens, the new arena in Las Vegas. Oh, they're going to be all in large arenas, that's for sure.
Okay.
We had our tryouts. One of our tryouts were in New Jersey, was at the Prudential Center in Newark, the same arena that the Nets used to play at.
Oh, okay. That's really good, because then, well, you guys are gonna blow up. So I know
this is not no high school game. Okay, let's not get it twisted. Okay.
Oh no.
We're gonna be playing you know what I'm saying? We're gonna be playing the same big arenas everyone else is playing, because there's a new league in town, or like Egil says, there's a new sheriff in town, and it's Global Mission to Basketball.
I wanted to ask you a question. What made you bring Egypt on board? She is such an amazing, phenomenal person.
Well, to be honest, and I'm always honest on the radio or the TV, she was kind of tough to get at first, because she has her own, you know, her own magazine, which is, I love her magazine, and I've mm-hmm. known her for a while, okay? I was the director at the job that she works at now, and I've watched her grow. And, I mean, I always compliment her, because, you know, we used to talk about the music business, because back in the day I used to be involved in the music business as well. And she completes the circle. I call it, we call it the full circle, mm-hmm. because basketball, it starts a circle, it goes to the women, but Global Mixed Gender Basketball completes the full circle. Egypt Young completes the circle for Global Mixed Gender Basketball. We don't have that many people at the top of our list here, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, we have James Womack, we have Michael Barbie, we have myself, we have Scott Morrison, and maybe one more person. And Egypt was that last link to complete. And so, because you need people with different ideas, you need younger people to come in with, you know, I could say something and I'd say, well, we're going to do it this way. And Egypt will come in and say, can I tell you something for a minute? Can I tell you something? And a lot of people will tell me something, I won't listen to them. I will listen to Egypt if she's right. And 95% of the time she's right. You know what I'm saying? So that's why she's in there, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But she's a woman too, and she's a woman that, you know, I don't have to be the front person all the time, okay? I don't like to do that all the time. Right now, a lot of times I have to, but I can always say, talk to Egypt, okay? And she can handle it. She understands what we're doing. That's why she is signed on, because she gets it now. A lot mm-hmm. of people in the beginning, when we first started, we've been doing this for a while, they didn't get it, okay? But she gets it, and she knows celebrities. She understands the thinking of celebrities, all right? And she understands the product. She understands Global Mixed Gender Basketball. And that's a real plus to us right now.
Yes, indeed. Because I know when I was growing up, I wanted to play ball, and they didn't have a girls' team, so I played with the guys. And for a little while, it was okay. And then I was told, you can't play with the guys anymore. And I just thought it was dumb. And now this, I'm just so excited. That's the reason why I'm so just enthusiastic about this whole opportunity and option for women to be able to be on the same playing field, because we train just as hard. We work just as hard as the other athletes. So why not put them together? And like I said, you're a visionary, true visionary.
I appreciate that. I really do. And the fact of the matter is that most of the women have been playing with guys anyway. Okay, most of the women, most of the guys who have played with women, and that's a lot of good, most of the guys, they know how tough women are. I cannot believe, because I'm going to tell you a little secret. I wasn't a basketball fan until I started, we started this league, okay?
Really?
I really wasn't, okay? I wouldn't tell anybody this. I'm not even going to tell you how many games I've been to, you know what I'm saying? But having my own league and watching the men and women play together, we had a game one time. In Patterson. Patterson has a – every year they have a they have a tournament. And mm-hmm. I said to my team, I said, our all-star team, I said, let's sign up and go play these guys. So now watch this and listen to this. We had our three women and two guys. So the first team they put us up against were the guys who won 7 years in a row. All right? First quarter, we were up 25 points. We were beating them by 3 points. Second quarter, we were beating them by, I think it was 5 points, okay? Mm-hmm. And these guys said to themselves, they said, these kids, they came to play. We lost the game, but we lost the game by 1 point. You got to realize, we were playing three women, two men the first quarter, two men, three women the second quarter. So imagine if it's equal. With three and three, like we play, okay? Because
wow.
They play wow. hard. These women play hard. They play to
yes.
win.
Wow. Now, if people want to follow you or follow the organization, how can they do that?
Well, I hate to say this, but follow our website on globalmixgenderbasketball.com, or you can go to my website, James Scott West Orange. And my page is really crazy. We have a Facebook page on Facebook, but and we're always sending out Instagrams and tweeting and whatever. But I think my Facebook page is really crazy. So just go to James Scott West Orange, and you can just scroll down that page. You can see from us getting bigger and bigger and better and progressing. You can actually watch the building of a league. If you go back and scroll down my page, you can see how we started, how we're gaining momentum, and it's getting ready to come to a head. I give us in the next three months, you're going to see something you've never seen before. Besides the fact you're going to see a game that you've never seen before.
Okay. Now, also, who's designing the uniforms?
Some of the uniforms, we have our logo department who does our logos, and we have a company that makes the uniforms. Right now, I designed the uniforms for Atlanta Airs, and you can see that on our website, and you can see that on our Facebook page. But we're going to come out with a lot of different apparel that's different from what you've been seeing on the floor. We have a warm-up suit that has the LED stripes in it. It's crazy. And Tiny's going to have her own line of sports basketball apparel that's going to blow your mind.
I can't wait. I'm really excited. I can't wait to see this. I think this is just amazing. The fact that you're offering opportunities to not only the players but also the people in the community, that just it brings in that whole, you know, it takes a village kind of mindset, and it's very few people that are willing to, you know, walk the walk and talk the talk, and you're doing it. And I appreciate you for all that you're doing.
Well, I hope you follow us, and I hope you come to some of our games. You seem like a good interviewer, and I hope that Egypt can get you to come to some of our games and maybe do some of our sideline commentating. I'll take some sideline commentating, okay?
I would love that opportunity. Thank you very much. And, I mean, I get what you're doing, and I greatly appreciate the fact that this opportunity is there. So thank you so much.
Okay. I have a call. I don't know about you. Do you have another guest coming on?
No, we're good. So you can go ahead and take care of that because I scheduled the show for you. So you go do what you need to do.
I really appreciate that.
Yes, and thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. And to all your fans out there, come on and watch Global Mission the Basketball. Like I say, you're going to see something you've never seen before. And thank you again.
You're welcome. Have a good night.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, everyone, that was Mr. James Scott, and he is the CEO and founder of Global Mixture into Basketball. And I have to tell you, listening to the whole concept of Global Mixture into Basketball allows me to say to each and every one of you that if you have a dream, if you have a vision, don't be afraid to put it into action because you can make some phenomenal things happen. Not only is he offering an opportunity for men and women to play together, which is something unheard of, he's also offering the community opportunities as well to build for themselves, to build the communities, to build the communities back. He's offering people opportunities to learn how to become business owners. It is just all that we need to be doing as we move forward on this planet. You know, you got to help somebody. And he's doing more than just helping somebody. He's allowing people the opportunity to help themselves. So if you have the time and the opportunity, I recommend that you go to the Global Mixture into Basketball website and check it out and see. I've gone to it. I mean, it was just so enlightening and so refreshing to see all of this information. And I so hope that you take the opportunity to check it out and see how you can become a part of it as well. I mean, there are opportunities out there and you just have to, you know, take them when they come. On that note, I'm going to tell each and every one of you, like I say all the time, follow your dream. Don't follow somebody else's because their dream and their destiny and their journey is different from yours. Take care of yourself. And when I say take care of yourself, you must take care of yourself because if you don't take care of yourself, you're good to no one else. And on that note, I'm going to say to each and every one of you, have a good night and thank you for being with us and being loyal listeners. Be well. Goodbye.
Thanks for tuning in. For more content, visit us at thecocoexpressshow.com, Blog Talk Radio, and Facebook.
Lighting up. It takes on a whole new meaning when you're behind the wheel smoking pot and see police lights. If our drug recognition officers catch you driving under the influence of marijuana, you'll get a suspended license, up to $6,300 in fines, and possibly jail time. A DUI always costs you, and it's never worth it. Don't let a DUI redefine you. Visit arrivealivede.com/drivesober. Popping. It takes on a whole new meaning when you're driving impaired by pills and get popped by the police. If our drug recognition officers catch you driving under the influence of drugs or prescription meds, you'll get a suspended license, up to $6,300 in fines, and possibly jail time. A DUI always costs you, and it's never worth it. Don't let a DUI redefine you. Visit arrivealivede.com/drivesober.